Against the backdrop of violence in the Middle East, arsonists attacked at least three synagogues in France this weekend. The French government says it is stepping up security. But as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris, the fires have prompted great concern in the Jewish community of France.
It was one of Marseille's smaller synagogues, built by local Jews 20 years ago. Last night, in the space of an hour, the building, the books, and the sacred Torah scrolls were turned into ashes. The blaze started in different places, and firefighters found traces of gasoline. It was the second attempt to burn it down. Robert Mizrahi looked upon the blackened ruins this morning. I lived through real anti-Semitism, he said, because I lived here during the war, and my parents died at Auschwitz. And I say, we're about to start again what I lived through. In Lyon, hooded vandals rammed two cars into a synagogue and then set the vehicles ablaze. In Strasbourg, others set a synagogue's door on fire. There was also an arson attack on a synagogue in neighboring Belgium. All this during the Passover holiday. Today there was righteous anger among France's leaders. President Jacques Chirac made a special visit to a synagogue.
Ces actes sont tout à fait inimaginables.
These actions are unpardonable, unimaginable, and must be punished, he said. I ask the government to step up security at places of worship, and I want to express to the Jewish community my solidarity, my emotion, and my indignation. The words of support may not quell the fears of the 700,000 French Jews. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, so it's hard to clamp down. The extreme right in France is a possible suspect, but many speculate that disaffected youths of North African origin and Muslim faith may be behind the vandalism and violence. That's why Kamel Kabtan, the head of the Lyon Mosque, attended an ecumenical ceremony after a synagogue attack this weekend.
C'est qu'il faut que les communautés continuent à travailler ensemble.
The communities must continue to work together, he said, to listen to each other and to make sure they don't fall into the trap someone wants them to fall into. The rash of anti-Semitic attacks started with the latest Palestinian uprising a year and a half ago. A survey has counted over 400 incidents and an increase after September the 11th. The problems go from insults and graffiti to the potentially fatal firebombing of synagogues and the stoning of school buses carrying Jewish kids. Next Sunday, France's main Jewish groups are planning to demonstrate in support of their community and in support of Israel. This past weekend in France, thousands of people demonstrated in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.